Bruce, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Julia.
No problem. So we'll just start off with why trees are so important in the urban environment.
Well, of course, Sydney was all trees and grassland before January 26, 1788, managed, of course, as we now know, very successfully by local First Nations people. Any urban area, and for that matter, any agricultural area, is a disrupted ecosystem. And that has impacts on, for example, temperature, of course, on biodiversity, and also on human health. People might know about the urban heat island effect. So this is where the lack of green cover, lack of tree canopy, lack of grass as well, but especially trees, being replaced with roads, roofs and pavement, mean that the temperature in that part of the city, especially in summertime, obviously, is so much greater than it would be without all of that built infrastructure. Mm. And that has a massive impact on human health, and with climate, the climate disruption, emergency, choose your terrible word, you know, just racing along. That's getting worse and worse, especially in Western Sydney. In terms of ecology, trees are essential for insects and birds. And as you mentioned in the introduction, air pollution as well. Trees actually clean the air that we breathe. More trees means cleaner air.
Right, right. And so does the New South Wales government have a policy on treescaping out, you know, the growing city?
It does. And at face value, it's quite an ambitious policy. So last year, the government announced a 5 million new trees scheme, which aims to actually double tree cover by 2030 from about the 19-20% it is now to 40%. So it's truly ambitious. However, there are lots of contradictory policies in place which make that really hard to implement. So we keep building new freeways. We keep expanding the footprint of metropolitan Sydney. So as the population grows, generally speaking, we're still seeing the expansion of the city limits, which mean more grassland, less tree cover. Lots of the covenants on new land developments, home developments, actually mandate very little space between the road and people's houses. And of course, the telecoms and other infrastructure companies want that space for cables first and foremost. So practical questions around room for trees to grow. Of course, trees need root space, quite a bit of it, actually make this difficult to implement. So, you know, we really commend the broad intentions of the government's policy, but implementing it is going to be extremely difficult. Tree cover is still getting worse in Sydney. And so a massive turnaround is needed.
Right. And so speaking of, what can citizens do to kind of green their urban environments?
Well, I mean,
if they can do anything.
Of course they can. And, you know, you can start in your own backyard if you are so lucky as to have one, and plant an appropriate tree. Now, that might require some advice from an arborist or from your council. But as well, getting organised to put some pressure on your council to plant more street trees, to create new green spaces when pre-existing uses, perhaps some industrial land that's no longer being used. All of these things are worth doing. So we've got a couple of these types of community groups coming to the conference, Saving Sydney's Trees and Growing Urban Shade Trees from the Central Coast. So these are, you know, residents who've got organised to put public pressure on the decision makers at the local council level, at the state government level, to really say, well, this is important. It's important for so many reasons, and we need decision makers and politicians to listen.
So you'll be going over those at the conference then. What else will you be discussing at the Rethinking the Urban Forest conference?
Well, look, it's a cross-disciplinary conference that really grew out of the on-site experience and way of working of Addison Road Community Centre organisation. Addison Road Community Centre has a fair bit of large tree canopy now, as well as some other green space. And so needing to use the service of arborists has been a real revelation. So Addison Road has a habitat tree. Instead of taking the whole tree down, the eucalypt down when it died, it's been left there and trimmed, and with some very handy work using chainsaws, there's now lots of habitat holes for birds, and that's monitored by video. It's really quite extraordinary. It's one of the first places in Australia where this has happened. Mm. So we're bringing together arborists, ecologists, planners, activists, decision makers, politicians, and it really is the first time that a conference has brought those different types of practitioners, academics, decision makers together with a focus on trees rather than on a particular subset of skills and knowledge. So we're very excited. A whole day of panel discussion, plenty of Q&A opportunity, all the way from asking tricky questions about of politicians across to talking about how do we win the community to support a larger canopy for Sydney, across to technical questions of the difficulty, for example, of choosing species that are going to be resilient as climate change changes the environment in which trees grow. Clearly, with climate change, if people haven't thought about it, there'll be different vectors of disease that will impact tree and plant health. So all sorts of these things will be raised at the conference, from the technical through to the communicative and the political.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great conference. Bruce, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Am I allowed to tell you when that conference is?
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
It's just a few Fridays away. So it's Friday, okay, the 24th of May at Addison Road Community Centre. Tickets are still available, and we hope to see you there.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Bruce.